This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Voting advocates in a partnership between the Equity Alliance and the Black Voters Matter Fund have been touring Tennessee's communities of color in advance of Election Day. Timothy Hughes is Tennessee's statewide coordinator for the Black Voters Matter Fund, and we spoke with him about how the group gets out the vote.
We believe that every single American voter is entitled to equal rights and access to free and fair election processes. And we want to remind the voters who are out there that it's us who have the power. It's not the elected officials. It's we as a community who have the power. And we are attempting to leverage that power in states like Tennessee to help Black voters to shape their own destinies and to build a government that really works for us.
On the website, I'm going to quote directly, "In order for Black voters to matter, we must utilize authentic messaging which speaks to our issues, connects with our hopes, and affirms our humanity." What is meant by authentic and effective messaging?
Here in the state of Tennessee, there are local elections that are on the ballot that are being decided by a relative handful of votes. And if we can inspire people, not only to just go out and vote for themselves, but to bring along five friends, to bring people with them to go out to the polls, and we make that an exciting experience, a joyous experience where we get together and there is food and there is laughter and there's celebration. We tap into the history and the culture of our people who have been able to find joy in some of the bleakest and most dark times. We understand that, you know, we're in a period of COVID-19 and we have to be socially distant, but we do not want to be socially disconnected. So we arrive and we bring in some music and we bring in art and culture. And we do that in the hope of being able to inspire the communities where we are organizing and building power to understand that while we face enormous challenges, we also have incredible opportunities.
How do you fight the cynicism that must be present in some of these communities that have been overlooked, downright ignored, abused? How do you inspire people in a way that really makes them feel that they can make a difference?
I really appreciate that question because it's one that we're faced with and that we're challenged by on a regular basis. We find that the communities that we are serving have been under-resourced and undervalued often because they don't understand the power that they themselves can bring to bear. And so we concentrate on the importance of educating folks around issues related to how voting actually impacts their personal lives. In the city of Nashville, where I reside, Black Voters Matter was instrumental in helping to build momentum and support for a community oversight board of police. That community oversight board came into being in 2018. We were able to build momentum and energy around getting people involved in the community oversight board process because there had been a number of incidents of unarmed Black men being shot and killed by police officers. And we decided what we could do is help to collect signatures for petitions, allow for the creation of that board to be put for a vote as a referendum. And once it was adopted, we as Black Voters Matter continue to stay around and support the effort to engage folks and get them plugged into the community oversight board. So it's really about the continuing process of building relationship and not just engaging folks during election season, but also around the issues that matter to them so that we as a community can work together to really bring about truly transformative change.
Timothy Hughes is the coordinator for the Black Voters Matter Fund here in Tennessee. Thanks so much
Thank you.
Taking some time today to talk to us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share.